Good evening, this is KD2AID, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Louisville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Louisville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2AIZ.
KA2VLA.
Okay, there's two. We'll start with KA2ZNZ. Jack, sounds like you're on your old antenna again. What's going on tonight?
Yep, you're right. Well, it's 32 point something. It's 32.5. So I'm gambling that it hasn't frozen back up again, because it is raining out. And I did get up in the upper 30s today, so, you know, everything kind of melted down. We still have snow on the ground, of course, but other than that, it wasn't a bad day. We had sun this morning, and mostly clouds through the afternoon, and we, went out for breakfast and ran into some friends there, and so it's been kind of a quiet day too. And I guess that's about it from here. You can let me know how you did with your hunting. I think you were stayed there today. 7 feet all around on Highway Clint there. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, you are about the same temperatures we have here. Definitely warmed up a little bit, and, well, that's not too bad. It was kind of cool there, first part of that weekend. Yeah, no luck on the hunting. Did see three more deer today. This morning, about 8:30 or so, three doe came up on me, and no matter how hard I looked at them, they still remained does. So, but then they moved on, and nothing else came by my way that today, so... I was out there for about 6 hours this morning, and I had to get packed up and get back here. I'm hoping to get out there sometime this week. We'll see. All right, Jack, thanks. We'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, just a common... going Sunday, went to church, and did a lot of reading. The newspaper was full of a lot of news, nothing worth mentioning, except that train wreck down in New York. That was quite a thing. We went out to dinner, up to Joni's and Mark's. Mark got it today. Saw three, probably the same three you saw, but was still waiting for that first venison steak, or say 783, KA2VLA.
Okay, Clint. I wouldn't doubt if it was the same three. They came down to me about 8:30 or so. I just stepped out of my blind. I've been in there since 6. I needed to stretch my legs a little bit. And I brought the rifle with me. I talked out maybe 3 or 4 feet just to stand up a little bit and stretch the legs. And sure enough, they come walking right across the road, right up towards me. And I just froze there. And I looked them over a bit. And there was two medium-sized doe and then one smaller fawn. And they were down there taking a drink out of the stream there. And after about 5-6 minutes of watch them, I took out the camera and took some pictures of them. And they started to circle around behind me there a little bit. And that's when they got downwind from me. And as soon as they got a whiff of me, they took off. And they headed up towards, up towards Normie's there. That's probably where Mark saw them up that way. You know, they went right back up the road, right up the road. So, but then nothing else came across, so... Well, what are you going to do? They are moving in there, though. That's two mornings in a row that I had different deer come by, so boy, I'd love to be up there again, but I got things to do, and gonna have to wait and try to get there sometime this week and then over the weekend. But alright, Clint, well, sounds like you had a nice relaxing Sunday, and thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black Relay Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2NVU.
KC2MBU, hey, good evening, what's up?
Well, we got 30 degrees up on the hill here, and we're flying solo this afternoon. The train that wrecked, my daughter was supposed to be on the next one that goes on that track this afternoon, out to Long Island, and so needless to say, the tracks are closed until the investigation's complete. So Kathy's taking her to Long Island tonight because she's got to be back for school 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And make a long night. Over.
Okay there, Ray. Well, I guess you'd rather drive her down and get her down there safely than geez, what could have happened on them tracks if you think about it. So, well, that's a long drive. That's a lot of driving. And I used to deliver furniture down there years ago. I remember driving down, all the way down, I drive all the way to the end of Long Island, all the way out to the Hamptons and even out to Shelter Island before, so that's a long drive, and there's usually a lot of annoying traffic. Hopefully she'll get through there okay, and thanks for checking in, and you have a good week ahead, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I pretty much said everything I did today. I got home today. Well, I was beat. It was a lot of sitting. I'm not used to sitting that long in one stand. I sat for about 6 hours there. And but you know, when there's movement, when there's stuff going on in the woods, it's a lot easier to sit there. When there's nothing going on, you give me 3 or 4 hours, and I about had it. But anyway, I was kind of warm. Actually, all that sitting kind of warmed me out more than hiking does. I got home today and I took a nice long nap, and so I'm probably going to stay up here a bit tonight and catch up on some TV and some stuff here online, and that's about all I got to report. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 is those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Thank you for checking in. And what else for that time? This is KB2KOJ.
last I checked here, it was snowing out here, so not much, maybe a dusting. I don't know how much we're supposed to get, but oh well, I guess it's winter's here. It's December. This is Octane. Hate to admit it too. This is Octane. Any further stations with or without traffic? Final call for Octane for stations with or without traffic. Before I get back to 145.17. Okay, nothing else for you. I want to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7312, KB2KOJ is clear. Somebody else want to check in?
November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey.
Okay, let me see if I've got that right. November 5, Oscar Alpha Whiskey.
Alpha Oscar Whiskey, that's correct.
Okay, and where's your location? Can I have your name and location?
It's Bob Otter Lake.
Say again?
Name is Bob, I'm in Otter Lake.
Okay, very good. Well, welcome to our net. I got the call here. Alpha Oscar Whiskey. Let me rechange that. Thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else, Rockham? Okay, nothing else heard. And again, thanks everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. KB2KOJ is correct.